بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, this Monday night majlis we mentioned in the beginning that Allah Ta'ala had given us the beautiful opportunity of Ramadan in which we made the ibadat of Allah and may Allah accept all our ibadat. But the journey is not over. The journey towards our destination, and there is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reaching Akhirat, that journey is not over. So many of us feel that, mashallah, we had a good Ramadan and now we have reached our destination and now we can do as we wish. The real challenge is now after the month of Ramadan. So even after a person who has taken a long journey and the car has become very dirty, full of dust, the windscreen is dirty, the car, the entire car requires a wash, so he takes it to a car wash, washes the car, scrubs the car, it is shining again, it is polished, the tires are polished, everything looking spick and span, as though it's a new car. But even this car that he has washed, when he's going to drive again, there will be some stain that will come onto the car, some dust, some dirt. And therefore he will have to use his windscreen wipers, he will have to take it for a car wash, he'll have to wash his car. So this washing of the heart, it's a ongoing practice. It's not a once off, mashallah, Ramadan, enough dhikr we made, tilawat of the Quran, whatever we did, and now our heart is shining, so it will remain like that. No. When a person commits a sin, one dabba, one stain comes onto his heart. If he's going to leave the stain, it's going to increase, it'll grow larger and larger. The black spot will then cover the entire heart. Like the car, if we leave one speck of dust that came on it, another speck, the entire car becomes full of dust. People will say, why don't you take your car for a wash? Sometimes we see a dirty car and somebody puts there, please wash me. Exactly like that. If we are not going to worry about our spiritual selves, then again our hearts will become clogged with the dust of sins, and therefore we require the spiritual cleansing all the time. Different majalis take place. And dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. Like that, a person has clothing, and the clothing gets dirty, and he leaves it, his clothing will be so soiled, and sometimes it becomes impure. So somebody will tell him, but why don't you wash your clothes? His shoes require polishing. If a person doesn't polish his shoes, somebody will tell him, at least polish your shoes. Like that we find a woman folk at home, they're very particular, after some time they do spring cleaning of the house. So everything they wash the curtains, the net, everything. Why? Because they are concerned about dirt and the fact that everything must be now clean again. So like that we need spring cleaning of the heart all the time. We have to wash and scrub this heart. Dhikrullah is saqalatul qulub, the polish of the heart. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Rabbani, we have mentioned about him in the majlises, what a great buzurg he was. Towards the end of his life, he lost his sight. He became blind. Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali, the father of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, was the Khadim al-Khas of Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, who made a lot of khidmat of Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He was very close to him. In fact, Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali says, I grew up on the lap of Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. So he says, one day he asked Yahya, Mari Yahya, because he couldn't see, is waqt kamre mein kon kon hai? Tell me who is in this room. So Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali says, Hazrat, sirf aap, me aur Ilyas hai. Ilyas referring to Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, who was the younger brother of Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali, the uncle of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah, who started the work of Dawat and Tabligh. So he was the younger brother of Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah. He said, me or Ilyas? Then Hazrat Gangohi Ramatullah said, he said a very ajeeb thing. And in simple English, what it means, that dhikr, even if it is not done with much concentration, as though we're doing it with ghaflat, Allah, 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 we just say it, that too has an athar, an effect on the heart. Dhikrullah, even if it's not done with so much of dhyan and concentration, a person just made dhikr of Allah, ghaflat ke saath, that also has an effect, an athar on the heart. Imagine then, if a person who makes dhikr with dhyan, with concentration, and imagine a person who makes dhikr with concentration and muhabbat of Allah, when he's saying the name Allah, and he's saying with love, imagine what effect of dhikr, what the effect of dhikr will have then on his heart. So of course, in the beginning, mashayikh say, that a person, as the Shaykh Ahmad mentioned, that in the beginning, the very first time you start making dhikr, you get some lutf, some enjoyment. You get some kayfiyat, some feelings. You might even start crying. Tears will flow. And you feel so different. Like the very first time you saw the Kaaba. You just become awestruck. You can't explain the feeling. This is as time goes by, because your heart becomes manus, it becomes familiar, accustomed to dhikr, now you don't get that type of feeling. Like how you got initially. You went to the Kaaba the first day, you felt different, second, third day. By the fifth day, you don't become so awestruck as the first day. He says, do not become despondent. This is because now you have developed a contact. Now you know the person. In other words, your heart now knows the dhikr of Allah. It has become accustomed to the dhikr of Allah. In fact, the ta'alluq has grown stronger. Even though you may not get the feelings you got initially, do not become despondent. So respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home, of course, this dhikr is ta'aleem for us. If you don't make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have these programs that remind us that we have to, how important dhikrullah is in our heart. And this has been emphasized in the Quran, throughout the Quran. See where dhikrullah is mentioned, the word kathiran comes with it. Make dhikr in abundance, dhikr in abundance, dhikr in abundance. All our mashayikh, every single one, explained the important ihtimam of dhikrullah. Of course, with dhikrullah, I mentioned previously, real dhakir is that person who refrains from sins. But this dhikr we're making of the tongue has an effect on the heart. And this is what we require. With a little bit of concentration. And inshallah, then we go one step forward, concentration, dhyan, and the muhabbat of Allah. And then we find different effect. And this effect that will come onto our heart will help us to refrain from sin. It will help us to refrain from any nafarmani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of making dhikrullah in abundance. Chalte pirte, aata pahar ho, Allah, Allah. Wherever we are, all the time. You're driving your car, nothing will stop you from moving your lips, Allah, Allah. You ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tafakkur, tadabbur, all those things part of dhikrullah. Tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah. The different masnoon azkar we have in Quran and hadith, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those azkar also, all that is part of dhikrullah. Recite the Rosh Sharif. So again, ponder when you're saying La. La is Nafi. Nafi, we are negating. All those things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of all the spiritual maladies that have engulfed our hearts. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, love for that haram woman, or love for that haram man. All those evils that is making our heart corroded, rusted. Now we're saying La to all those things. And Illallah. We are scrubbing our hearts. The filth is coming out of the heart. The polish of dhikrullah is now shining our hearts. Our hearts is brimming now with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ithbat. Illallah. Illallah. Illallah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuh. Allah, 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 Allah,
الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم علي قناوكم عافر ما علي خطاوكم عافر اللهم علي دلوكم مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا الله forgive us completely ما الله يا الله whatever gunas we made ما الله we are making توبة نصوحة يا الله after this month of Ramadan grant us استقامة تقوى ما الله Don't make us go back to old habits and sins and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had made Tawbah in the month of Ramadan. Don't make us break the Tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have slipped again, my Allah, then again we're making sincere Tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Even if our lives are lost, my Allah, we will never make your nafarmani, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will always make your farma bardari, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Give us hidayah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us into Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah. Give us your muhabbat, your ishq, my Allah. Your ishq is the true ishq, my Allah. Your ishq is ishq haqiqi, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. And the ishq and muhabbat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make the sunnahs come into our lives, my Allah. Do not make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have nafs ammara, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our nafs come into the stage of mutma'inna, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your raza mandi. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, give us taqwa, give us halal, and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our dunya asan for us, make our akhirat asan for us, ya Allah. Make us become slaves of the hereafter, not slaves of the dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, so many young and old, sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have passed on recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages in Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for their family members, my Allah. So many have left children who are yateem now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send your special mercies upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat par raham farma, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, ummat is suffering, my Allah. Different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions for the better, my Allah. Give us aman in aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut of Iman, my Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, make them keys towards good and locks towards evil, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbuliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, answer their duas also, my Allah. Ghaibin, hazirin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.